Yes.
I think this whole conversation is way out of line. This is not executive session, and I don't think we need to be talking about all these financial things over the air. We don't need to be fueling anybody's greed. You know, let's restrict what we say on this meeting, and just deal with business. I don't think that we need to just answer questions with the greatest amount of. This is an open session.
Okay.
Yeah, and finances are exactly what we're supposed to discuss in open session.
That's right. So
hold on. Specific finances.
Yes, specific finances.
I think we're
finished.
No, you're not.
Hold
on, you are. Stop discussing between each other, please. If you have a question, ask me the question, then I'll deal with it. So, Raul, do you have anything additional you want to say about this?
No. I hope I didn't say anything that's beyond that. I'm just giving some general information on what's going on with the audience.
No, that's fine. Thank you. It is difficult sometimes. We do have to be very careful. All right, Teresa, we have a little bit less than a minute left, so ask your question. I might need to ask for an extension of time, but go ahead.
I am curious about this. You're saying that it was a board member. We know specifically that a board member complained about us to the IRS.
I guess.
Get off into that area again, folks.
I guess.
Yeah, we need to be very careful.
I just want to know.
Hold on a sec. Teresa, this is something that I would prefer that we discuss in closed session. Actually, I would rather not address this question in the open session.
I look forward to that.
Are there any additional questions?
Well, I guess not.
Brian.
Point of information.
All right, so we are now finished with this.
I have a point of
session.
Information on this subject.
Yeah,
no, we're not.
No, we have finished all of our time in our discussion with Raul.
By 5 minutes.
Is there a second to this motion? All right. Are there any objections?
Yes.
There's an objection. All right. So, Mr. Secretary, would you take a vote, please?
A vote on what, Chair?
Pardon me?
A vote on what?
To extend 5 minutes.
Okay.
To extend the discussion with the CFO, correct?
Mr. Secretary, would you please take the vote? There's been an objection to extending 5 minutes. Yes, thank you.
Okay, Edward Seegert.
Yes.
Yes, Rosenberg.
What are we voting on?
5 minute extension.
Okay.
The CFO.
Okay.
Who is that?
SES.
Who?
With
who
Rosenberg.
That was Rosenberg.
Richard, can you hear me? Yes.
Wow. Siegel. Hey, Dan Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Razan.
Yes.
Yes. Funk Show.
Yes.
Yes. Martina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Alan.
No.
No. Polinar. Henschel.
No.
No. Giselle, no. Burton
votes yes.
Burton, yes. Coleman?
Yes.
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah, was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Robert?
Yes.
Yes. Saba? Can't hear you, Manjay. Gray? Oh, you're chairing it.
Pass.
Reese, I guess. Reese. Summer, are you there? We get to vote on this.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. We're voting to extend time?
You get to vote on 5 minute extension.
Just for the CFO.
This is for the CFO, sure, yes.
Just for the CFO report.
So what was the vote, Richard?
I was wondering if did Summer abstain or something?
No, she voted yes.
Eleven to four.
So the motion passed to extend?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so we'll extend for 5 minutes. So I think, Kareen, you had a point of order, is that correct?
Well, I had a point of information.
Point of information, thank you.
Okay, why is a complaint to a federal agency a closed session issue?
Why is it what, sorry?
Why would a complaint, if I understood what was being said, why would a complaint made to a federal agency be an executive session issue?
It's just, it's the decision that I made. So if anybody wants to complain about it.
I'm sorry?
I'm making that decision. So if anybody would like to complain about it or vote on it, they can do that. But I think it's something that should be an executive session. So if you don't like it or somebody else doesn't like it, then the board can vote on that.
I would like to appeal the decision of the chair. I think that if the federal government knows something, our members should do.
All right. So is there a second?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Okay. So, Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Is there a discussion on this or?
I'm sorry, I guess there could be a discussion. Yes.
Stack, please. Lizette.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. So we have
Can I go on the stack? It's Lizette.
Lizette? Okay, Carolyn. And then Lizette. Okay. Carolyn, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see why it might be in the closed session because it might turn out to be a breach of fiduciary responsibility, so I would move a closed session and not discuss this in open session.
Thank you.
And this is Lydia to the SAC.
Brian here.
Lizette.
I just cannot believe Pacifica. We boasted our sponsorship for, what do you call the thing again? Whistleblowing. We praise whistleblowers all over the country, and now we're hearing about a possibility of fiduciary responsibility. If one of us sees something wrong and we're not dealing with it, as we often don't deal with, then the right thing to do is to whistleblow. And it's something that we have a policy supporting. So what's the big deal?
Oh, we don't know yet. That's the big deal.
Oh. Thank you. So it's Lydia and then Brian.
Yes, I just sent the CPB's open meeting requirements, and one of the things that we have for like 2 years been concerned with, including having information sent when Arlene was ED from John Krigler, was the importance of following that open meeting policy very closely, which means that only the very specific criteria in that CPB, which is a law, we can't get our CPB money, and we can find ourselves in another CPB audit, which we've already had, and this one would be because of the excessive use of executive session. There was nothing in what was being asked or reported that would warrant the ruling of the chair to go that it has to be executive session material. I urge the entire board to become familiar with the criteria of all of the regulatory agencies that affect our existing legally as a foundation and not being penalized and not continuing to have to pay attorneys and extra auditors and so forth. All we have to do is follow the rules. That's it. Thank you.
Brian?
Brian, I just dropped off.
Brian Tickert, I'm sorry. I think you were next on the stack.
Richard to the stack.
And then Richard. Yeah, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, my concern is basically the CPB regs as well. We stand to lose money if we're not in compliance with their open meeting rules. We know that we're already under scrutiny and will continue to get scrutiny. And the section of the Communications Act that I forwarded to the board previously and apparently Lydia has just forwarded again makes it pretty clear that unless it's a situation where you're getting, requiring advice from an attorney, this kind of thing is public session material. You can go through the specifics and we can have a discussion about what's in there, but just because something is uncomfortable doesn't mean it's executive session material.
Teresa for the stack.
Richard and then Teresa. Richard.
I can't help but think that the concern for the CPB is disingenuous. I'll
call the member to order, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Richard, I didn't hear. Richard, what did you say? I'm sorry.
He said the concern was disingenuous. He attacked the motives of his fellow board members.
I'm sorry. Richard, would you please go ahead?
Okay.
What?
But if I may, like I already said, to say that because we want to be careful and not say something that'll wind up in a lawsuit somewhere is not saying we don't want to blow whistles and play a whole orchestra of tunes. You can do that without being fools, too. You don't have to go in and start just saying things that may or may not be true over the air about sensitive things that are, personnel, legal, whatever, financial, things like that. You don't just stand on the corner and blow a whistle if you don't know what you're blowing a whistle for or if you don't know which end of the whistle you're blowing in. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Teresa.
I want to apologize for thinking that something that I said got us into this discussion. For all those people that moved to have an additional 5 minutes of the CFO's report, I think that, it hasn't been productive. And, I have to think at this point, is somebody trying to be obstructive? We have some business after this report. And we're shortly going to lose our whole hour that we moved to add to this to get our business conducted. So can we move on? Thank you.
Thank you. So I think that we need to vote on this motion. Richard, so yes would – how would this vote go then? Yes would over – yes would support.
That's right. Yes support the chair.
I'm sorry?
Yes supports the chair.
Yes supports the chair. No, would not. So, Mr. Secretary, if you would please call the roll.
Okay. Burton?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Robert?
No.
No. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Yes. Gray? No, you're good. Edwards, Teeger?
No.
No. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Well, look who's here. Okay, Maria left, and she'll be back with Ken in about 45 minutes.
John, mute yourself.
Congratulations. I'm so sorry. Here on the People's College of Law, and they asked me a question. I vote yes.
John
in the chair. Sorry, I apologize.
John. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Oh, I'm sorry. Margie, I made a mistake. My brain is dead. I voted no. I apologize.
Change my vote to a no. Get my yes.
King? Can't hear you, Lucette.
Richard, did you get?
I said no. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. I got you. No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Brazon?
No.
No. Front show? John?
Richard?
John.
Did you have John Crumshaw? Yes?
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Nina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Can't hear you, Brenda. Okay, Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Giselle, yes. Okay.
Did you call Summer?
No, I didn't. Summer? Reese?
Yes, I'm here, Richard. I'm sorry. What are we voting on?
To challenge, there's been a challenge to the chair's ruling about
it's yes to support the chair, yes.
Yes to support the yes, okay.
I vote yes, thank you.
Okay. Nine. To six.
All right, thank you. So, the chair has been supported. So now we have gone past the time for the CFO report. So are there any more questions, or is there a desire on the part of the board to extend more time to talk with the CFO?
No, go on to the next item.
All right, so if not, we'll move on with the agenda. We have just a few minutes left. We have 10 minutes left before midnight. So, Mr. Secretary, what is the next item on the agenda from what we decided before?
I think it is personnel, I think.
Are we going into new business, is that correct? Item Roman numeral 4.
I don't know if Crumshaw's motion.
Can we give the chair back to Summer?
Yeah.
We could, yes.
Okay,
She knows what the order is, so, yeah.
I'm here ready to give the report. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Summer?
John, we got to figure out
what's going on. Yes, I'm here, Heather.
All right, so you're going to take over from here?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for chairing.
Which motion goes first, Summer?
Well, after we made all of the amendments, we are under new business now, correct? So just give me a second.
We put the personnel committee motion first.
Motion in-person meeting. No, it goes right after the in-person meeting. That stayed there, and it bumped the Pacifica delegates election.
Okay.
It got numbered so that personnel became Roman numeral 4, item B. So the first one under new business is still PNB scheduled an in-person meeting in Houston, Texas. Do you want to motivate John Crumshaw?
Yes.
Point of information?
Yes, Doreen. What is your point of information?
Thanks. Wouldn't it make more sense to actually get a report on the committee's work before looking at
that? Not a point of information.
That's not a point of information.
Can I speak to the chair?
Please.
No, that is a point of information. It's not a point of information.
The question is directed to the chair. How many chairs do we have?
A member may object to an improper motion.
Folks, if I may answer the member's question, the agenda item under Roman numeral 4 is new business. There may be different matters of new business on different topic matters. The in-person meeting was not put on the agenda, I believe, by a committee, but rather by the individual member, John Crumshaw. It's not relative to the personnel committee report nor the personnel committee motions. It's a separate item of business as to whether we have an in-person meeting, and it was not adjusted during approval. It remained as...
I'm sorry, Summer. You're breaking up now.
Sorry. It just two separate items. They're just both under new business, and this one didn't get moved around, so it's just the next thing up, okay?
Gotcha.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr.
Crumshaw. All right. So the reason that I made this motion is because in our last personnel committee meeting, we went forward with plans to notify people who were going to move into phase two, which could be considered the next phase. We began with all of the candidates, so now they were going to be notified they were in the next phase, and the committee decided that those people would be included in a video conference interview. Now, what happened was that we asked for a certain number of people to respond before we would go forward, and the number was set at 6. So once we had 6 out of 8, we would move forward. Within 24 hours of sending the notice, 7 out of 8 people responded. So I needed to move the process forward in keeping with the intention of the personnel committee. In so doing, candidates asked questions concerning, and we knew that there would be questions concerning when the interview would take place, given that we were working on an in-person interview, and therefore I made that motion. It was in keeping with discussions in the personnel committee, but now, given the advanced timeline because of the response of ED candidates, it was appropriate to set a time so we could tell them when we're interviewing them, if the question should come up, when the in-person interview would take place for people in phase two, which might be considered the next phase, and that would be the in-person meeting we would anticipate. So that's the motivation behind asking for that time. And then in addition to that, to give ourselves a sufficient timeline to work on the video conferencing, we had set up one meeting to deal with video conferencing for about 10 minutes, and you can imagine how that went and how much time it took. And we were trying to resolve that just with the committee members. And when we're going to add other people to the mix, we have to be sure that everyone is comfortable with it. There's technology involved. There are other issues involved. And we have to finalize
John,
that.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Margie.
Brian, for the stack.
Margie for the stack.
Yeah, Benito as well.
And Lydia.
I'm sorry, first question before Benito?
Margie.
Margie, Benito, Lydia.
Margie, Benito, and then Lydia.
And
yeah,
Brian.
I heard Benito, Lydia.
Brian as well.
Brian as well.
Okay, thank you. Margie, please.
I got to the top of the stack? Okay.
I know, how did that happen, right?
So my question is, I'm not clear. When you say, I know because there's been discussion on the coordinating committee, which has been talking about an in-person meeting which might be held by video conferencing. So your motion does not deal with the manner in which the meeting is held. You're just setting the time for when the meeting will be held. Do I understand that correctly?
I think if you read the motion, you will see that it is for a meeting to take place in Houston, Texas.
So, well, John, I'm asking if I vote for this motion, does it mean that I'm voting for a meeting where everybody flies to Houston, or am I voting for...
That would certainly be the what it means to meet in Houston, Texas.
Man, you know, just a straight answer. Thank you very much.
I hope that's clear. It should be clear from the wording.
I just clarified for the mess. If I may, to clarify for the member, Margie, you were inquiring as to whether it meant it would be an in-person meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Thank you.
Is it an in-person meeting, or is it are we setting a date for a meeting which might be held in person and might be held by video conferencing? That's my question. I didn't
think
it was complicated. I apologize.
Thank you. No, thank you. No, I answered in, and John, you are saying the intent of the motion is that it be an in-person meeting. Is that correct?
In Houston, Texas.
Okay, thank you. Vito, you're next. Jack, followed by Lydia and Brian. Go ahead, Benito.
All right. Well, first of all, I did not hear a second to the motion, but I would simply ask, you know, in a situation where we just heard both the IED and the CFO talk about how much of an arrear we are, maybe I shouldn't put it like that, but how much money we owe and the bills that we can't pay, then why are we talking about a meeting, an in-person meeting, when that money could be used for something else? Why can't we do this meeting by video conference or however?
Is that a question that Benito...
Yeah, I'm asking a question. Why do we need... First of all, I'm asking... I'm trying to clarify. We have not... No one has seconded this motion. But assuming that it were seconded, then I'm asking, why are we proposing to spend all the money that it would cost to have an in-person meeting when the same thing could be accomplished more or less by a video conference?
Tracy for the stack.
Tracy? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Are we stacking yet? I'm sorry. I
don't know. I don't know if answering or
already on the
You know what? If there's a piece of information, you can answer, but I think some of it may be rhetorical.
Yeah.
You are looking for an answer from Mr. Kozko as terms of argument. Perhaps I should let him answer at the end or
the end.
Yeah. But Summer, could you? Clarify, is this motion properly before the floor, first of all?
Let me clarify that, and I apologize the transition between my taking the chair back from Heather. Was there a second for this motion? I may have failed to really take who second.
Yes, there's a second.
Okay, and is that you, Ms. Rosenberg?
It is.
Thank you. Okay.
Summer, before we go on with this, I just want the board to know that we have 1 minute left before it's midnight. So I don't know what the board would like to do about that.
So, Benito, I would like to propose a 15-minute extension.
Thank you. So thank you, Benito. Second to that motion to extend.
Extend.
Who is the second?
Janet.
Okay.
I object. An objection.
Okay, so let's not debate. Call the roll. If you support sending for 15 minutes, no, you're not. Thank you.
Summer, you're so broken up, you're inaudible.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was asking Mr. Secretary to please call the roll.
Oh, wow.
Extending 15 minutes, and if you support it, you vote yes, and if you do not, vote no. Sure, can you hear me? Can you hear me at all, Richard? Adele?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay, thank you.
This is for a 15-minute extension. Okay.
That's correct, yes.
Edward Steger?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
Pass.
Yes. Siegel? Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Your motion. Okay. King?
No.
I'm sorry? Is that what you said? Is that Lucette?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said
what
no.
You say? No, okay. Thank you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt, did she show up? Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Bruncho?
Yes.
Yes. Nina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Alan?
Yes.
Yes. Henschel? Uzel, I'm going to abstain. Burden?
Yes.
No, what was that, a no?
No, that was a yes. Burden votes yes.
Yes. Okay. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene.
Funny, it's hard.
Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Benito, I think your phone is. Reese? Buddy, squeeze. What's going on? Summer?
I'm not.
Oh, you're cheering. Okay.
Sorry.
Ray?
How about yes?
You guys, whoever's breathing into the phone needs to stop because you can't hear. What was Ray?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Rosenberg Bad.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, I'll vote yes.
You vote?
I'll vote yes.
Yes, okay. It's 12-1. I think that's 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Who's there?
Yes. Yes, it is. Let's continue.
Summer?
Tracy for the stack, whenever we're stacking up on this.
Well, we have a stack. Summer?
Heather, you might need to step in here.
I'm right. I can't get off mute. Sorry.
You're off right now.
Can you read the stack?
Please read the stack back, Richard. That's the final vote.
Point of clarification. This is Benito. I had asked a question. I think John was going to respond.
Thank you, Benito. I'm sorry. Richard, what was the vote on extending?
12-1-1.
Thank you. Okay. And Benito, your question to John was, why was this necessary when we're in such dire financial straits? Is that correct?
Right. Why? And also, why could we not do the same thing by video conference or however?
Okay. Thank you, Benito. John, did you want to go ahead and respond to that in terms of the motivation of the motion?
Yes, I just unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, can now. Go ahead, please.
And I'm in my car because I have to charge the phone. So I hope the noise is not too bad. If it's okay, I'll go on this issue. The reason for the in-person meeting, I talked to people extensively about interviewing someone for the head position and of an organization, and everybody who was involved with video conferencing, from executives from one company that I spoke with, from people at community colleges who do this, they say that it's all right in preliminary rounds to go through a video conference, but that when you have the final selection before the board that is going to actually make the decision, it's essential that you meet the person. That simply seeing somebody on a screen is not sufficient. And we have a number of candidates who I think are very sophisticated and would expect to be called in for an in-person meeting. We would have an opportunity not only to see them during the interview process, but to interact with them and in other ways get a measure of the people that we were considering. This is vitally important to us, and establishing a permanent position is something that will help to move Pacifica forward. So therefore, it is something that would approach an urgent situation in order to get our foundation stabilized. And that's why
the in-person meeting would be an essential.
Brenda for the stack.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I'm sorry, Serene.
Thank you.
Do you have the stack that you had before? Because I was on it and Brian was on it.
And I'm on it too, Tracy.
I actually diverted based on that. We're going to the extent of me. We had heard from Margie, and you're right. There was Lydia, Brian, Tracy, I believe. And who else?
Yes, please.
Brenda for the stack.
Brenda, okay. And Serene, you just asked to speak, is that correct?
I had not, but I will now. Thanks.
Okay, I thought I heard your voice. Sorry. Go to Lydia. Thank you.
Okay, so our experience, as we know, at the end of February was that we flew out our CFO candidates, and then it was decided at the meeting not to vote on those candidates after flying them out. Our current CFO was hired with phone interviews, two phone interviews. And so I don't see the value in not having, I think the better option is to do the video conferencing. I think it's unconscionable to lay off as many people as we just did at BAI and then try to justify having an in-person meeting. We just heard the New York meeting cost us $35,000. I know it'll be less in Houston, but it will still be expensive. Everything is expensive now. We're not having elections with the excuse of not having, and maybe the legitimate excuse of not having the money for elections, at least at two of the stations, but that $30,000 could go a long way to helping those elections take place in D.C. and WBAI. But regardless, whether it's that, whether it's the salaries at PFW or WBAI, it's unconscionable on meeting in person when any board member can move not to move forward as they did in New York, and we end up with nothing. Go for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Go ahead, Brian.
So I totally agree that it's best practice to interview people in person, and I don't think anyone here would disagree with that. The question is, given our current financial situation, is it worth $30,000? And given that we've heard on this call that we don't know how we're making payroll in several parts of the network in the weeks to come, that we're having difficulty paying the auditor to get a signature that we need to give CPB for a six-figure sum of money, given the fact that many members of this board are supporting a move to simply eliminate elections, I can't in good conscience vote on something that would have us start spending on plane tickets and hotel rooms for board members. I mean, A, it's another stress on the network's cash flow when we're completely crunched, and B, the message to our listeners is you don't get a vote. The programmers you like are getting laid off and taken off the air, but our board members can fly themselves to Houston, put themselves up in hotels, eat catered meals, and then extend their terms by an additional year without letting you vote on it. I think it's just a terrible, terrible thing to do.
Thank you, Ryan. Tracy, you're next.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the first and most obvious thing to say is, guys, we don't have to spend $35,000. We could take cheaper flights. We could stay with people that we know in the area and not in a hotel if we choose to. We could not have catered meals. So the choice to have an annual meeting or an in-person meeting cost $35,000 is a choice that we make. Let's try to chop that in half. That would be a good show of sacrifice and generosity towards the foundation, which we are all serving. We don't need expense accounts. We can chip in for our own food. We can take cheaper flights. We can pair up in hotel rooms and not insist on private hotel rooms for each one of us, which some board members do.
So there are some options here. That's the first thing to say. I wish that our financial problems would be greatly exacerbated if we sprinkled $18,000 or $20,000, which is really all that we would save by not having the meeting, on our financial situation. But frankly, we spend $100,000 a day. So what we're talking about is 2 or 3 hours of our expenses. We will exacerbate our financial problems by 4 hours, essentially, by having a meeting. What we're talking about here is hiring someone who's going to lead us for a period of several years. That's not a small decision. Nothing personal to Raul. We shouldn't have hired a CFO on the telephone. That was a mistake made by the previous search committee in that they didn't vouch that the people that they spent money flying to New York were willing to work for the salary that this poor struggling nonprofit could pay. A, the personnel committee is not repeating that mistake this year. Secondly, it was a screw-up. It was a bad thing. It's not something that we're trying to do again, which is basically hire someone sight unseen. Bad policy, bad practice.
Tracy, your time is up.
Okay, there's more to say, but what it comes down to is responsibility. There's more that I want to say. Oh, well, I did what I could.
Thank you. Tracy, Brenda, you're next, followed by Sarah.
Did you say that I'm next, Summer?
I'm sorry, yes. Brenda Medina, you're next, and then Serene Roberts. Thank you.
All right. So let me put it a couple of different ways. One, we had a coordinating committee call 2 months ago that the CFO and the interim executive director were on, and they said, and the CFO said, we had no money for an in-person meeting. That's one thing. Whether or not we decide to ignore what the CFO had previously said is a very bad call on our behalf. The second thing is I still have yet to meet the CFO in person, and yet we hired him. I feel that in-person meetings, the last time, we got completely we almost got nothing done. I feel it's a bad use of our members' money, and we shouldn't be wasting money in that way. There's other mechanisms, as I proposed during the coordinating committee. We can do video conferencing calls. And if we still don't feel comfortable, then we could go ahead and move forward and look at our financials at a later period in time. But I don't feel that that's something that we should be discussing even right now. It's irresponsible on our behalf, and I would feel not okay. And third of all is that Tracy proposed people fronting money. I, for one, do not have that type of resource in order to be fronting money to go to a place that's outside of my signal area, which I think may be the case for other board members. That's all I have to say.
Serene, you're next, please.
Okay, thanks. So, you know, I hear budget discussions all the time on a local and national governmental level, and they talk about how much money is being spent on this and what the budget is overall. And any little thing, any quote, little thing that someone raises is said, oh, well, that doesn't matter. It's inconsequential in the big picture. Well, you know, whether it's $20,000, $35,000, or, you know, some meetings have cost $70,000. I know that was a different time, perhaps. But to the people who are no longer getting paid at WBAI, who got half a check a week ago, because they got very short notice that, well, today's the day that the cut is effective, and they got half a check, and don't know where their severance is, and don't know where their sick pay is, or where their vacation pay is. For the people in WPFW who are up to three-quarters of their salary, that's at mere $17,000, $20,000, $35,000 is a lot of money. And if this thing can be done by video, and mind you, I'm one of those people who believe very strongly that local listeners should have a chance to meet the TND. But I think that is perhaps not the best use of our money, of whatever money we can come up with, because it's not even money that we have. It's not the best use of money right now.
Thanks,
Green. Is there anyone else? On
yeah, Benito, if possible.
Go ahead, Benito.
All right, I'm going to say something a lot of people might not like, but you know, I can see both points of view. But I would come down on the side of what Brian said. I would like to second everything he said. And also, as Brenda said a minute ago, right, I'm unemployed. So I don't even have time, you know, the money to travel within my signal area. You know, so, and again, I assume other people have money constraints as well. You know, and I would, but the bottom line is, if it's so important that we interview the folks in person, and I can see why it might be, what John said makes a lot of sense to me, then maybe this is not the time to try to interview and hire a permanent CF, ED. Maybe that's another consideration we have to entertain. Maybe we need to postpone this whole thing.
I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
That's the motion to postpone. I second. This is Lydia.
Tracy.
Okay. Well, I make that. I make the motion.
Point of information, is the motion to postpone the hire of a permanent executive director, and if so, for how long?
Point of order, this has nothing to do with the motion on the floor.
Of course it doesn't, but I'm just asking what Benito is proposing, because I don't understand.
I'm sorry, and I need to jump in here again, actually, because we have gone through our 15-minute extension now, so with the board,
okay.
What's the pleasure of the board?
Thank you, Heather. Do people wish to continue for a moment, and then Benito could clarify?
Yeah, I propose 15 minutes.
Is there a second to account?
Sure.
Yes.
What about 10 minutes?
I think you just
I'll second either, Benito.
Okay, so 10 or 15, Benito?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes? And hearing none. Okay, Benito, would you like to clarify whether you're making a motion to postpone selection of the permanent executive director or not? Or if you're saying that this should be discussed, whatever.
I'm saying that it should be discussed. I'm saying that we have two alternative proposals that we're looking at, and maybe we need to consider a third option.
Thank you.
Well, if you'll take seconds for this stack, this is Tracy for the stack again. I have more to say about this if nobody else wants to talk.
Thank you, Benito, for clarifying. Okay, so I'll take Tracy and Tony. Anybody else?
Point of order here, Madam Chair. I didn't understand the motion. Motion to vote. The meeting.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm not making a motion.
He didn't make
There's
a motion.
No motion.
Just clarifying that perhaps the board
there is no
motion. Whether or not they consider a third option in regard to that disclosure, but he hasn't made a motion to that.
Okay, Madam Chair, if I may be to the SEC so I can make a motion to postpone.
God damn.
Okay. I've got.
Well, in that case, I'll second it.
Okay. All right, folks. Just give me a second. Let's see
Robert's
rules of order.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Tracy.
All right.
Let's start at the beginning.
No, wait.
Who? What is the motion? Who made the motion?
There's no motion on the floor.
Yeah,
no,
Lydia
no,
made.
No,
Lydia
no,
made
no,
a motion.
No,
I second.
Lydia wasn't recognized. There's no motion.
She wasn't recognized. There's no motion.
Okay. You have to be called on to make a motion. You can't just shout it out.
Yes, Tracy is next.
Benito was talking, and he made a motion.
No, he didn't make a motion.
No, Benito didn't make a motion.
All right, I'll clarify.
Folks, Benito didn't make a motion. Lydia said she would make a motion. Benito said he would second it, but Lydia didn't have a floor yet. The order is Tracy, Tony, and then Lydia. So please, Tracy, you've got the floor.
Summer, I was calling to be. I called to be on the stack. I think.
I'm sorry, John. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. So who's speaking, Summer? You have to tell us who has the floor.
You do.
Tracy, you have the floor. Then Tanya will have the floor, then Lydia and Sean. Thank you.
Okay. Postponing the hire of a permanent executive director beyond the 11 or 12 months that we've already had an interim executive director, and we've had a lot of interim executive directors over the past decade, is really not good for financial and organizational stability. So I'm going to have to say to you, Benito, that no, I don't think we should have that conversation. Doesn't make sense. It's not fair to people to keep them in an interim status forever, and it makes the organization look like we're a bunch of crazy people. In terms of video conferences, I have done some research, and the kind of video conferences that we would need to have, which would need to be somewhat confidential, they would involve people in a whole bunch of different places and cities. We've got affiliate directors and 5 signal areas, people with different computer equipment. It's going to take a lot of time and energy and some money to work out. So you have to offset that against what your meeting's going to cost. And I don't want anyone to take umbrage, but we can economize on the costs of these meetings, and we should. A couple of years ago, the Pacifica National Board was paying $80,000 for in-person meetings, and those prices have dropped by 2/3 at least. So we can economize on meetings. To say that we can't is really not to be willing to sacrifice in the ways that we ask our employees and our staff and our unpaid staff to sacrifice for us. You have to do things for the mission sometimes within the extent of what's possible for you. And those of us who are able to feed ourselves should feed ourselves and these kinds of things. And those of us,
Tracy, your time is up.
Connecting flights instead of one-stop flights should take them. And when it comes to the election, you know, guys, that's 10 times the price. 10 times. This is nothing compared to that. So to say that we can force that expense out of our back, but we can't afford to pay attention to who we're hiring as the ED, it just doesn't make sense.
Thanks, Tracy. Tony, you're next.
I'd just like to say that, yes, in a perfect world, we should do it in person and hire the permanent ED in person. But under the financial circumstances, for all the reasons that's been given, that's just not, I don't think it would be prudent at this time, especially when we were talking about analyzing the election in America. But I don't think that an in-person meeting, if we had the funds, I mean, where would it come from? I think we need to look at, even if it is a savings, where would we get those funds to have that in-person meeting? But I don't, my personal opinion, I don't think it's prudent at this time to do an in-person, with a personal meeting. Even though I like personal meetings, in-person meetings, I think you can accomplish a lot, but I just don't think we're in the situation to do it now. We just don't can financially swing it. As for postponing, I think we need to go ahead and get this thing out of the way and hire a permanent executive director. That's what the committee has been working on. I don't think postponing it. And this is the thing that disturbs me about being on this board. Somebody can just come out of the blue with any suggestion and be taken up seriously and debated, and they could even possibly vote on. There's no deliberation, there's no research. To me, that seems like a recommendation ought to come out of the committee, the personnel committee. So we got to stop making knee-jerk, major decisions out of knee-jerk reactions, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Tony. Lydia, you're next, and then John.
So my motion was to postpone.
I called to be on the stack before that, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm moving to postpone this discussion. We're past midnight. Some of the members have left. And the reason I want to postpone is also because the coordinating committee, who normally makes the recommendation to the board on in-person meetings, is not complete. I mean, they already had one discussion about it, had decided the video conferencing option. And I know in previous times when the previous director had
said, oh, the meeting was going to cost less and be more economical. It was $5,000 more than projected. So, you know, we don't, I mean, those are nice conversations, but generally speaking, especially that didn't even involve flying people in. So I don't think it's feasible. But beyond that, I just think we're tired. We're at the end of the day. And I think that the coordinating committee should consider this, bring it back to us, and we should have this discussion at a future meeting. At our next meeting, I would be fine to postpone it till our continuation meeting. Thank you.
Is there a second, Tom?
Yeah, I second
that. Thank you, Benito. John Crumshaw, I'm going to go to you. It's next person on stack. Go ahead, please.
And all of our batteries are failing.
I'm sorry, Lydia, I didn't hear you.
I said all of our chargers are failing. I've gone through two phones already. I'm on my third.
I hear. I'm on the red line. I hear you. That's what happens when we go this long. Go on, John Crumshaw. You have the floor.
Richard to the SAC.
John Crumshaw, you have the floor. Follow Richard Bell.
He was in.
John?
Sorry,
He may have lost his phone just now, huh? Okay, go ahead, yep. Richard. And if John comes back on, I'll put him on.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
John comes back.
I had called out earlier, right after Benito spoke, I think, for the second time, because I wanted to be recognized so that we could bring this to a vote and the committee, the PNB, could decide on this issue. And so that's just my point of, personal privilege. Then a point of order, the member spoke to the issue and then made the motion, which is not acceptable. You make a motion and then you speak to motivate it, not the other way around. So I think that I would like to move, call for the question on the motion as it appeared in the agenda that we would have the in-person meeting in Houston, Texas.
John, I apologize that I didn't hear you. I need to be recognized. The zone has been a motion postponed, so we do have to consider that firstly. If it fails, then of course we will meet to vote on the main motion, which is to have October in Houston. And you were correct that motivating the motion prior to receiving a second on it isn't a proper order. And, I didn't interrupt the member to repair
the
that.
The chair has the prerogative to rule it out of order.
Right.
This is Heather. I'm sorry to interrupt, but our 10 minutes is now up, our additional 10 minutes. So I don't know how we want to proceed.
I would suggest that we take an immediate vote on the motion to postpone. If it succeeds, then this matter will be postponed to the continuation meeting in 2 weeks. If it fails, then we will immediately go to a vote without any additional debate on the main motion, which is to hold the in-person meeting, unless someone wishes to make a motion to extend time.
Madam Chair.
Richard, you were next on stack. Go ahead. Please.
I got cut off. I may not be. I was on the stack. Can I say something, or?
Yes, out of courtesy, I always try to allow everyone on stack to finish. I'm going to let the last member on stack, which was Mr. Uzel, speak, and then we go to what I just said, which is unless go ahead, Richard.
Acknowledge the coordinating committee has been looking into gathering information about video conferencing and other kinds of conferencing. You know, I guess video is what we're really talking about. And we don't really have definitive information at this point. And our next meeting is September the 17th. If we hurry up and get some information by that time, that'll be a week after the continuation meeting. So if we're going to be able to bring y'all some information about video conferencing, we're going to have to postpone this to the 26th of September. Did that just make it way more complicated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sorry, but, you know, the continuation meeting, we may not have much information on video conferencing, and that's the alternative we're looking at.
We can always postpone again if we have to.
Please, folks. Richard, are you speaking for or against postponement or the main motion or anything?
I don't know.
Okay. I agree. I mean, we don't have all the data we would need on video conferencing one way or the other. But are you done, Richard?
I guess. Put a fork in me.
That's put a fork in all of us tonight. I'm sorry. If there was ever a meeting that felt that way. So,
This is a complicated thing.
It is. I would suggest that it is 12:32 on the East Coast, and I know our East Coast colleagues are quite tired by now. I know I'm on the West Coast. I would suggest that we immediately move to a vote on the motion to postpone, and again, if it succeeds, then we will be done and adjourn. If it fails, then we will immediately move to a vote on the motion for the in-person Houston meeting in October, and we will adjourn. All right, so, Mr. Secretary, I'd ask you to call the roll on the motion to postpone consideration of the in-person meeting. Yes, Teresa.
Madam Chair, I'm really sorry to bother you, but I do have one concern, and that is if we vote on this and then immediately adjourn and we have an issue regarding the fact that we have telephone interviews for candidates and we still have not told them the amount of money that is the salary, if we don't pass this and that, you know, we're liable to interview people again, without telling them how much money the salary is, and find out that later, you know, none of them are interested in the job. I think that this other item that's a little bit further on the agenda we need to get to. So, do you have any proposal as to how we make sure we get to that?
Well, only if you wish to make a motion to extend time, Teresa. If you wish to do so, you may at this time.
I wish to move that we add 10 minutes to the agenda to address the item of telling our candidates the salary range after we take this vote.
Okay. Benito, I second.
I second the motion.
Thank you.
Is that an objection to extending 10 minutes?
It is an objection. It's 12:30.
Okay.